Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, Sydney, and welcome to this big Thursday edition, the last one before Easter of Mick and MG in the morning. Hello, MG. Hello, Tash. Hello, Kat.
Hello,
how are we this morning?
Oh, yes, morning, unreal.
Here we go. What are your Easter plans, MG?
Tomorrow's everyone's coming to my house for a bit of a fish feast. We'll have some fish tacos and some fish and chips and some lots of lemon and have a few beers, hopefully celebrating a Panthers win tomorrow.
Yes, maybe some fish fingers. You still a fan of the fish finger?
Yeah, I love the fish fingers. They're very underrated.
Oh, they are underrated. There should be a fine dining experience that just brings out the fish fingers. But Kat, what have you got planned for Easter?
I'm cooking, so I've got my stuffed sardines ingredients all ready to go. Octopus, clam spaghetti.
Again, just give me the fish fingers. That's all I want.
Yep.
All right. Fish fingers should go off for Easter, shouldn't they? Like, you know, that's your fish dish.
I think they do.
Mine's a gourmet version.
Yeah, well, I've just told you, I'm not impressed with your stuffing sardines.
I've heard the ingredients.
Really gone out on it.
And Kat's gone through the menu, and it sounds amazing.
Oh, what are you, her lawyer or something?
Kat and I are putting a pretty substantial case together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are you doing then, can I ask?
I'm working over Easter. But lots of family stuff as well, which will be fantastic. So I cannot wait. And fish fingers, this is, gives an indication of how sad our lives were. When fish fingers and chips were delivered for dinner, it was very fancy.
Yes.
Fish fingers, what is in fish fingers?
Not fish.
You don't want to know.
Same thing as a fillet of fish.
You should stuff your sardines with fish fingers. And
yes.
Then
give them a
go.
Crunch. Mm. Yes.
Big show today. Titus O'Reilly will join us and Jim Jefferies, of course, taking us out into the Easter break. But we've got unfinished business with a bit of this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Meek and MG's Humdinger.
This is the last chance for this to go off before Easter. Otherwise, it carries on over the break. How much money in the kitty?
$1,000.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, boy. This could make or break someone's Easter right here, right now. That's a lot of Easter eggs. That's a good feast. That is doing it easy. Darren's on the line. How are you, Darren?
Hey, Mick. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Here's a chance. Your crack at the title. If you can guess what I'm humming, $1,000 in your back pocket. All thanks to the good folk out down there at Makita, who have covered themselves in glory. All right, I'm going to hum it. You're going to guess it. Here we go. Hang on, that wasn't my best. Can your voice break when you're humming?
Apparently, really.
Wow, puberty.
Right. Did you just flush the toilet, Darren?
Darren?
No, I'm at work.
Is that a plane?
Yeah, well, it is. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Here we go. I'll try and squeeze my humming in between takeoffs.
You're a savant, mate. Humming savant.
All right, here we go. Oh, wow, Darren. Uh-oh. All right, here we go. For $1,000, you know you've got this, Darren. You're all over it. Happy Easter. What do you got?
I got Kiss Rock and Roll All Night, mate. You're a humming savant.
Yes!
Wow! $1,000, Dazza!
You're the man, Nick.
Darren, couldn't go to a better bloke. $1,000 in your skyrocket.
That is awesome.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, MG. Thanks, Kat.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
You're our favourite winner so far, Darren, I've got to say.
That's right.
Have a really good Easter, mate. Thanks to Makita, of course.
All the best to all of you, sir. And thanks to Triple M, Makita.
Yep. Oh, good mate. I'm going to see you, mate.
Oh,
yes.
He's a legend.
You're a good man, Dan. I could. Oh, it's made my Easter.
Well,
there we
go. Happy Easter. Awesome. We'll start fresh at the in 2 weeks' time when we're back doing Humdinger. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. This is MG's footy preview.
One into the other. He's gone right through and scored.
Yep, thanks to Toyota Material Handling. It's the round 4 footy preview, and a long weekend of footy kicks off with a blockbuster tonight. The Roosters host the Penny Panthers. A couple of team changes in this one. Some you may have heard about. For the Roosters, no Lindsay Collin. He's out with a hamstring injury, while the Panthers, no Nathan Cleary or Scott Sorensen, with Brad Schneider to start at halfback, and an NRL debut for Maverick Geyer. Let's go, special guy. Stats that matter in this one. The Panthers have won their past 8 games against the Roosters, but the Roosters have won 7 of their past 9 games at Allianz Stadium. And obviously the loss of star half Nathan Cleary is severe, but it's far from terminal for the Panthers. The Roosters have a full strength lineup and going to be very hard to beat. But of course, I think they will be beat. Penrith by 6 on the back of Jerome Luai's man of the match performance for mine. Moving to tomorrow, we've got 2 blockbusters. First at 4 p.m, it's the annual Good Friday clash between the Rabbitohs and the Bulldogs. And with all the pressure on Jason Demetriou's Bunnies, who cannot afford to lose this game. And what a pivotal game it is for South Sydney. So early in the season, a loss to the Bulldogs could be the tipping point for South coach Jason Demetriou. A win, and it's back to business. I'm actually tipping an upset. Dogs by 2. Sorry, South fans. Then a Queensland derby from what should be a sold-out Suncorp Stadium. The high-flying Cowboys, the only unbeaten side in the NRL this season, taking on the Broncos, who welcome back Adam Reynolds from injury. And look, the Cowboys are the form team of the competition after 3 games, and I think they'll continue that form with a victory over their big brother, the Broncos. Other games this round, with my tips, Dragons and Manly, I've gone for Manly. Titans and Dolphins, the Dolphins, Warriors and Knights. I think the Warriors will get it done. Sharks and Raiders, I've gone the Raiders. And the Eels and Tigers, I've gone for the Eels.